Good morning. I'm Matt Huggins with the Oakland Church of Christ, and it has been a pleasure to be able to bring you a brief message from God's Word each morning this week. Love. It's one of the most sublime words in the English language. The word itself, however, means many different things to many different people. In our language, of course, it can possess different meanings based on the context. Brotherly love. Sacrificial love, romantic love. What we've discussed this week is the meaning of biblical love as defined in 1 Corinthians 13, which says that love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. So our question has been this week, what do these characteristics of biblical love mean in the context of our lives as Christians? And today we're to the final three of those characteristics. The first of which is that love hopes all things. We hope for the best. We believe in the good of each other, even when others have given up. We hope that people can change. In Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 19, the Hebrew author writes, "This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil." Now, this hope he's talking about is our hope of eternal life, our hope of life everlasting. But it's also true of the hope that we have in each other. We all have hope that we will be better, that we can strive to do better, and that we can help each other on our path to do so. Love hopes all things. Love also endures all things. Christian love perseveres no matter what difficulties we may face. Christian love endures all things. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 12. The Apostle Paul writes, "And we labor, working with our own hands. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we endure. Our Lord taught us not to repay evil for evil, but yet to endure when we encounter difficulties and hardships, to endure with love." In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 10, Paul writes to Timothy saying, "Therefore I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory." Just as Paul, we should be willing to endure all things for the sake of our brethren, to help each other on our pathway to heaven. Love endures all things. And finally, love never fails. True love is permanent. It will never cease to exist. It will always be there for those who need it. We know that God is love, and we know that He's never failed us. If we are to have love, we must never fail others who need our love. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning in verse 16, "Therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Love is not seen because love is eternal. Love never fails and will always be there for those who need it. I thank you for listening this morning and each morning this week as we've discussed characteristics of biblical love. We invite you to worship with us at Oakland Church of Christ. We meet for worship on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. and Wednesday evenings as well for Bible study at 7 p.m. And now abide faith, hope, and love, these three. But the greatest of these is love.